Before leaving on her Middle East trip, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she was concerned and disappointed over Egypt's proposed constitutional amendments. President Mubarak and his foreign minister responded sharply, saying it was an Egyptian matter that should be decided by Egyptians. After meeting with the Egyptian leaders in Aswan, Rice toned down her criticism, focusing most of her comments on Egypt's key role in promoting Middle East peace and speaking only in general terms about Egypt's domestic issues.
We have had a discussion. I've made my concerns known as well as my hopes for continued reform here in Egypt. I think what I said is that the process of reform is one that is difficult. It's going to have its ups and downs, and we always discuss these matters in a way that is respectful, mutually respectful, but I've made my concerns known, and we've had a good discussion.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait defended the constitutional changes, calling them necessary to ensure Egypt's security and stability. He said, "We hope that with the approval of these amendments, we will reach a stage that allows the Egyptian people more democracy and will pave the way to more in the future." Critics say the amendments are actually a consolidation of the ruling party's control of the state, thinly disguised as political reforms. International human rights groups and local activists have long criticized Egypt's restrictive emergency laws, which have been in effect as temporary measures for decades, renewed every few years. Analysts say the proposed amendments would go even further than the emergency laws in eroding protection for human rights and would make those provisions permanent. The group Amnesty International says the amendments will perpetuate existing abuses and the culture of impunity and will also entrench them in the country's constitution. Fadi Al-Qadi of Human Rights Watch said the Mubarak government is failing in its promises during the past 2 years to make changes that would benefit the Egyptian people.
Those amendments put the larger and broader freedoms of all Egyptians, and we're not talking here about opposition and the government or even one or single segment of the society. We're talking about a broad risk of a threat to the freedoms of general common Egyptians on the line over here.
The proposed changes would allow civilians to be tried in military courts and allow people to be arrested and imprisoned without warrants. They would also bar political parties based on religion, a move aimed at the banned Muslim Brotherhood. One amendment would severely reduce the judicial oversight of elections, and another would give the president the power to dissolve parliament more easily. Although Rice has expressed her concerns about the provisions, human rights and opposition activists here consider the U.S. response to the proposed changes to be tepid at best, especially considering that only a few years ago the Bush administration was publicly pushing for more democratization in the region. Fadi Al-Qadi said Egypt should be moving toward a more free, open, and democratic system, but instead is moving in the opposite direction.
The sad part about it is that the American foreign policy does not see that as a threat. On the contrary, I think and I believe that by blinding their eyes to what is going on in Egypt in that context is basically supporting the Egyptian regime in its serious transformation to what some people say as police state.
In addition to the concerns about the amendments, activists and opposition members have criticized the timing of the referendum. The vote is being held only a week after Parliament approved the amendments, and they say few people will have even had time to read them. Most political opposition groups are calling for a boycott of Monday's vote. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.